brought to you by Penguin.
The T in LGBT. Everything you need to know about being trans. Written and read by me, Jamie Rains, with Sharper Lowton. I would like to dedicate this book to the trans community. This book is primarily for you and made possible by you. I'd also like to dedicate this book to my wife, Sharba, and to my parents, who have supported me every step of the way. Thank you. Hey, I'm Jamie. Welcome to my book. My name's Jamie, and I'm trans. Thanks for picking up my guide on all things transgender. I called this guide the T in LGBT because, spoiler, that is actually how I came out to someone very close to me. Just like the title reflects, this book is a combination of my personal stories and experiences, mixed with practical and factual advice about what being trans is, the steps that might be involved to live as your true self, and how to navigate as a trans person within society. This guide also includes the voices of many others, mostly other trans people of varying identities, but allies too. There's no one way of being trans, and no right or wrong way to transition. That's why this guide showcases many different voices and paths of transitioning. But in terms of my contributions, why should you listen to me? Who am I? Well, firstly, I'm trans. Surprise! I talk about it a lot in videos that I put online as a full-time content creator. My channel, Jammy Dodger, is all about transitioning, being trans, breaking down transphobia and homophobia, and a few other topics that I think people might find interesting, and that I do too. My main aim is to educate through entertainment. You're learning, but you don't know it. But also to give people a safe space, provide helpful info about being trans, and hopefully to help other trans people feel a little less alone. I first started making videos when I was 17 in 2011. Nearly a year after I figured out I was trans myself, and just before I started taking hormones. How has it been over a decade already? My main aim was to document my personal transition and the physical changes that testosterone would cause. I took a photo of my face every day for a good 4 years because I really wanted to be able to look back and notice any changes in my facial structure and watch my facial hair coming in, which required a lot of patience as it turned out. I also had a secondary idea of maybe, possibly helping at least one other trans person going through their journey in the UK. YouTube had been a lifeline of hope for me when I was figuring out my transness. That's definitely not a word, but hey go. There were only 3 trans people I could find online sharing their stories, and they were all from the United States. Yes, I felt less alone watching them, but the process of transitioning and accessing healthcare and resources can be very different depending on where you are in the world. And I was still none the wiser about what I actually needed to do. I knew that once I did figure it out, I wanted to share my findings to help others, and that's how my channel was born. You can thank my wife Sharba for that name. She used to call me Dodger because Jamie sounds like Jammy. I remember my first video reaching 98 views, and I was so nervous about how many people that was. My heart would race at each new comment that came in, and I nearly took it down. I'm very glad I didn't, though. Being a creator and raising awareness about trans issues online has become my full-time job, and I recently hit a milestone of reaching 1 million subscribers on the Jammy Dodger channel. Younger Jamie would never have believed it. When I first started the channel, almost all of the videos I made were about my personal experiences of transitioning. The changes I noticed on testosterone, how to bind safely, dealing with dysphoria, things like that. I thought this would be particularly useful when I went through big and personal trans journey milestones, but I see my transition as being complete now. Apart from the hair that is slowly taking over my entire body, there's not that much to personally talk about anymore. In December 2019, I made a video that was about my transition from start to finish to kind of round off that chapter of my life. It felt like a very special video to make, and I think it will always be one of my favourites. I now use my platform to talk about the trans experience more generally, often looking at stories and memes from other people. I also try to share other aspects of my life that aren't just to do with me being trans, because I'm so much more than that one part of my identity. I'm a doctoral researcher, I'm a husband to my best friend Sharba, I'm a cat dad to 2 balls of fluff called Apollo and Prawn, I'm a dinosaur geek, and I would buy all the Lego sets if I had the space for them, but don't tell Sharba, she'd never allow it. I'm a fashion enthusiast, I'm a Coca-Cola fiend, I'm a huge bookworm, and I'm a writer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?